Hello, welcome to my podcast again. I wanted to jump on here real quick, which doesn't mean it'll be real quick. And I wanted to talk about a friend of mine, Persephone. Man, I'm at work last night and I check things, I always check things. And when I get a chance to look up, on people that I know and I'm friends with and known for many years, and member of the wolf pack, Persephone Dawn Miles. What more can I say? Jay was an amazing person. She's one of the truest friends you ever have, and I've known her like 25. Okay, fireworks. I've known her like 25 years or more. I've really known this woman a long time, and I check because it'd be really nice. There are no fireworks here, people. This is the 2020 and 2021 wonderment of okay. Well, I'll be doing this the rest of this with fireworks, honoring my friend, apparently. Okay, so, or was I? I was at work, and I always check up on different people's situations and read what they had to say, because what they said meant a lot to me. This past year, fell out of a tree, hurt my back pretty bad, broke a bunch of ribs, and could barely walk. Barely get out of bed, so I'd sit there and I would read different people's posts every day religiously. One of them, Brian Walsh, I go on and see this guy struggling with ALS and his positive attitude, and he was a friend of mine, and I thought, if Brian can deal with all that, I can take a little bit longer to get out of bed. What I have can heal. Might not ever be 100%, but I can do it. The other one was Persephone. I was a little joker. I used to, when I first started talking to her, I said Persephone. And she's like, "My name's Persephone." I said, "Yeah, I know it's Persephone." I says, "But it's a beautiful but not common name." It was a little running joke we had there. But I'd look at Persephone's page, and she would post updates on her battle with cancer. She'd been battling cancer, and a lot of those days were not great days. You could tell she was really having a hard time, and her attitude was always great. And she always started it out with different places she'd post from with prayers, being thankful for every day, and I look forward to that. And I didn't always see it. There were times I go, I don't, I'm a busy person. I don't always talk to people every single day, but I would always make it a post point of looking at that. And with all the things I've been through this year, I've regrettably been a lot busier than I'd like to with just things that have complicated things. And I look and I see that she passed away. And it was something I knew could happen. Anytime you have somebody that's battled cancer, that's had some health problems, you check in on them, and you do the daily thing and the weekly thing of, hey, how you doing? Make sure their head's in the right place, or you see a post from them. You do that kind of thing. And it just hit me probably like a knife. What else can I say? Like, you may have just twisted a knife. I felt my heart like, wow. Where to begin? That's the problem. I'm doing this very off the cuff because I don't want to sit here with a script and go, oh, shoot, this and this and that. I'm talking about a very dear friend of mine, someone that, for the most part, been my friend for over a quarter of a century, and You don't have that very often, people. I think somebody said if you know somebody more than so many years, they're not a friend, they're family. And that's what I considered Persephone to be, Persephone. I'm going to use both because I just have to. I love the way that name is spelled, and Persephone is an old Greek name. But when I first hopped online, it's like 95, 96, something like that. Computers are becoming more available, and we'd all run down to the library because they had a bank of them that we could get on, and it was like first come, first serve. You'd have 20 minutes on the computer to type stuff up, but we weren't. We were looking up song lyrics. We were looking up all kinds of different things. And at that time, I didn't even have an email address. I just hop on the library's computers to school. You go on looking up different lyrics, be it Kurt Cobain, Snoop Dogg, the old school stuff with Biggie and Tupac, Indigo Girls. You know, anything came to your mind. You were the first time in your life sitting there with the world at your fingertips. And kids today have that all the time. But imagine where you never had that, and all of a sudden, you back out one of these old schoolers like us and threw us on that, and we had to learn the hard way. And it was like the old West back then because there was no regulation or rules on what you could do, and anybody could set up a Facebook page, or it wasn't Facebook, I mean a GeoCities page, excuse me, and say whatever they wanted without any repercussion. And I'm looking into different musicians, and I'm also a big fan of Steve Borden, the wrestler, who's Sting. And I'm looking at these websites, and I come across this one that's it's a not a fan club, but it's kind of a fan club, and there's it kind of overlapped with the music and the wrestling. And then later on, you know, with the Wolfpack, I was also at the time around my older brother a lot, going to Native American powwows, dealing with the League of Separated Tribes, seeing what worked, what didn't work in that community. And that family idea that grew from that, and the wolf being one of my spirit animals, I really played into that when it came up to the wrestling side of things with Steve Borden. And I met this group of people. I forget what the whole listing of them were. It was mainly, well, I'm not going to mention their names, but there was a group of people. There were these two girls I was really close to that were younger than me. One was my age. There was my one friend that does I know in Kansas City. Guy that ran the page, and there was Persephone. And the first person to message me when I'm looking into this thing, how do I join this? Is this real? You know, I'm this new kid on the block, and Persephone was like, yeah, you know, you can join. And we were talking that. She introduced me to this guy that ran it, and I would later become somebody that co-ran it. And yeah, that was the first person I spoke to on the internet. It doesn't mean a lot because to me, the internet at that time, people would make up different screen names, I think they called it. It reminded you of the 1970s trucker movies. And some of it got a little crazy, I'll admit that. And not everybody took reality to it. And we always had this thing that we're all there for each other for life. And you know, a lot of people didn't truly understand what that meant in context of this past week. Looking things up, I know exactly what that for life means. So Persephone, these other people, we got to know each other pretty well, and the group got to be so big that anybody and everybody and people would fight with each other and all these different things and the drama, and the guy that ran it couldn't be as involved, and all these other things. And the newer people came in, and they weren't like the ones that originally had founded it, put it that way. water under the bridge. But he started this thing, the Wolf Pack. And the main doctrine of it was, there was a wrestling wolf pack too, but it was about the Native American thing in a lot of ways that, hey, we're real to one another on here. This isn't a bullshit zone. This is a safe place where people can come on, they can talk to one another. You treat each other like family, like you treat your own brothers and sisters, and you treat each other both with the love and respect that comes along with that. So Persephone jumped on that, and I considered her one of those main people in the core of the group that the Wolfpack has been in environmental issues and human rights issues, and you name it, a lot of environmental things. And we always had those main core groups, Nikki, Diane, Little T, Persephone, Nancy, Vicky, of course, you name these people. And as time went on, we kind of went our own ways. It happens. It happens, especially when 20 years of being in a group and me running it, I never put any emphasis on people to be anything than who they are. Be friends with one another. Don't believe the bullshit. Go out, treat people with kindness, all that. And Persephone was a big part of that. You got different sides of people and different interests. With Nikki, you get the metaphysical. With me personally, you had people like Diane and Vicky and Nikki that I could talk to all the time about personal issues that were truly like core members of family. And then same way with Persephone, but mainly Persephone was sports and different human rights issues. She was a African American woman from Buffalo, New York. So of course she was a big Buffalo fan, and football was the thing, and God. And every year, thinking about her father who passed on, and all these issues. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. I really don't know where to begin. And a lot of it is private, But I'm thinking of Persephone tonight because I find out she passed away, and I'm just in shock because her battle with cancer was one that I kept my eyes on. And I kept trying to encourage her every time I got a chance to keep fighting, and you can beat this. And she did. She was in remission from what I understood. Her hair was starting to grow back. She'd gotten both COVID shots. She was doing really well. And I don't know the full story. I'm not going to speculate. I'm not going to ask. It's not important. If it was a medication from the, you're dealing with this with a life-threatening issue here. But Persephone, man, she loved the Buffalo Bills, and we would get into these football conversations. She didn't like Tom Brady. She didn't like Tom Brady and the Patriots, and that was our ongoing thing. And to two teams that are really great are, well, three teams I like. Steelers, obviously, I'm from around Pittsburgh. The Bills, I always loved the Buffalo Bills, and I've always loved the Kansas City Chiefs. So it got a little bit of rivalry, and we'd be all excited for each other, but we played against each other sometimes. It got a little bit, a little smash mouth, not in a bad way, but we had fun. It was all law and love, and it was something I looked forward to. And especially all that religious stuff. So Persephone, how do you really define Persephone? She was a member, one of the founding members, the core members of the Posse and the Wolf Pack. And I've lost in the past few years, most of this year especially, people like my friend Leah And my friend in Australia, Diane, who was a big part of the Wolf Pack, Persephone. These are people that are the core of it, that I know if anything would happen to me, they could have carried it on. Nancy, she can, Nikki, and even Nikki's kids. I've even said Nikki's kids, if anything ever happens to me, you keep this thing going and whatnot. But yeah, when it came to those people, they were people that you can't replace. It's like cutting off one of your fingers because they're that close to you. They're people that they're family to you at this point. And I could go on, pick up the phone, text them, call them. I could tell them anything in my life, however how personal it is, and I know they're not going to judge me. They might say things I don't want them to hear. To hear, they're not going to tell me what I want to hear, but they're family to me, you know. And the more and more you get as a writer, and especially later on in life, you lose those people, and you lose a hell of a lot. You really do lose a hell of a lot. So, I was pretty hard by that one. But I know with her faith, her belief in God, that if anybody made it, man, you made it, because Jay, you were the one that kept everybody's heads up. You kept everybody's heads afloat. You were the heart and soul. I don't know if there is one person can be a heart and soul of an organization. But you were a real true friend to everybody. There was no bullshit. There was nothing. You were old school. You loved Michael Jackson. You loved all the you loved Tupac and Biggie. You loved the old music I did. You grew up in the same era I did, and man. You lose someone like that, you lose a lot. The other big thing is, you know, when it came to a lot of these social reform issues, she kept it real in that way, and she spoke the truth. She spoke what was right and what's right and what's wrong. You know, you're not going to get something from Persephone that isn't going to be reality. She's going to tell you exactly how it is. And she did that, you know, and it kept in a lot of ways more, I use the word diversity, as much as the word has so many connotations, the word diversity of people's opinions on things and how it affects all groups of people. Her from the perspective of being one of my core generals that's up in Buffalo, New York, had a very different life experience than a lot of the other people I knew or myself. And she was a voice of truth. I put her up there with any one of the civil rights leaders because to me, she really had that powerful of a voice. I left a lot out because a lot of it's a long, long ass story. But if it wasn't working tonight, I'd be having a few for my fallen friend here. Nah, my sister Wolf. So, Persephone, watch over us, okay? Love you. Got a few more things I want to say here, like off this topic. I wanted my original podcast I want to do. I've been busy this week. I've been working a lot and different things. I wanted to do a podcast. I'm not going to get to do it right away. Got a new pen here. It's a German pen. It's called Online, and it's a metal business class fountain pen. Didn't know what to expect of it. I haven't seen any reviews on it. And it was mislabeled, what the person had. It's a pretty expensive pen from what I understand. It's a nice deep cap, and it posts. It even snaps when it posts. It's pretty neat idea. I want to do a review on that because there's none on it. I don't think they make it anymore, but if you see one of these pens, I'm impressed by this thing. I'm impressed by it. Now, I haven't used it a whole lot, so I don't know. Maybe it'll just quit working on me. I don't know. The other thing that's wanted to do on was the other day was the 200th birthday of the poet, the writer, the human being, Gideon Kinsport. And I was sitting here because it's a good drive for me to go up to that cemetery. And I promised myself, as soon as I read his letters, some of his writings, different areas, different places. He's not a well-known writer. But I promised myself that I would go and honor him on his birthday. 200 years old, you know. Here's one of his most well-known letters is his one to this girl, Eliza. The poem that he'd written, it's just beautiful. I'd spoken about. And I felt that that old saying is true that, you know, you're only truly gone when the last person that remembers your name forgets it or dies or whatever. So what a better way of looking at all the things he went through in his life for me to go up there and honor him. Because when someone dies like that, you're kind of forgotten, and especially to your 200th birthday. I mean, so I went up and I read John Keats' one poem, and I had a tiger lily with me, and I left it. The whole idea of the poem is about gifting. And honored him on his 200th birthday. So it was nice. It was a rainy day, but it was nice. It was nice to do that. And yeah, well, it was just something cool. It's kind of silly too, because there's no, you know, go to the cemetery, people are dead. There's nobody there. But it's nice to honor someone's life that way. I've been doing a lot of that this year. This whole pandemic myself, because with Gideon passed away during a pandemic. I'm honoring a lot of people's lives. I never intended this podcast to be about such a morbid topic. Wanted it to be about poetry and about music, and especially this year, I'm writing this new book about friends of mine in the wolf pack and in life. And Persephone is one of them in that. And I wanted it to be a thing that's gearing away from the loss and everything, but I'm always brought back to it some way. So, all right, well, I'm gonna get off here. I thank you all for listening and for taking a few moments to honor my dear friend Persephone Dodd-Miles. Her life, the things that she stood for, the justice, the respect for one another, the love for good music and football, and cheering for the underdog. Love you, Persephone. You're always be in my heart. And the commitment we have to stand up for those very causes that bring about the change that it takes through educating people. That's our commitment. So, all right. We quote Persephone. Thank you, Heavenly Father, and bless you all.